Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 692. I'm your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is currently downstairs, I believe, on the couch. Don't worry, the moving blankets are still on it, so hopefully it doesn't shred it. As it's still in great shape. I apologize for my voice. Apparently I've got a cold. I guess I was dealing with it last week, too, but it took my voice this week. I might have been better off recording this yesterday, but I thought, you know what? I think my voice will be better tomorrow. It was worse. And so I'm trying to not project too much, because it seems like if I really push my voice out, that's when it gets to be a real problem. So if I just get right up on the fucking microphone and talk real quietly, I think I'll get through it. Though, like, hacking up, just a bunch of phlegm does kind of help it a little bit. So if I just, like, pause every so often and hack, I don't think I'll do it on mic. Maybe there'll be a pause and hack, and I'll try to quit hitting the mic stand as I'm talking. Maybe I should take this hat off real quick. That might help things out. Yeah, I got the visor of my hat there, bill of my hat, rather. Smacking right up against it. There, that's better. I think that's better. I'm not going to hit the mic stand as much. This is going great. It does kind of slightly feel like I've been eating glass, you know, when I'm talking. It's like, oh shit, hey. Why are there cuts inside my throat? Oh, yeah, this is going to be fantastic. So yeah, it's the last pod here before podcast before Thanksgiving, I going over to the Muffin Man's for that, and we're gonna eat over there. Bring a mother over to Shelly to visit Shelly Nabina there, and gonna get our turkey on. I do love a good Thanksgiving meal. I'm not going to lie. I love, you know, some sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole. I have noticed that there's a lot more this year. There seems to be a lot more restaurants. Not just restaurants. There's restaurants and, I guess, food products that are Thanksgiving themed that I haven't seen before, like Subway there, here, at least the one in Walmart, has the Turkhamkin. It's turkey, ham, and some other stuff. They put stuffing in it and cranberry sauce. It's all right. You know what? I love me some stuffing. I'm a big fan of the stuffing. Especially like the stovetop stuffing. That shit's good. I do dig that. So I've gotten the Turkhamkin. I think that's what it's called. Turkhamkin? Something of that nature. I've done that a few times now at Subway. And there's a... I think it's called Thanksgiving pizza is what it's called. DiGiorno. You know, it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. They have the Thanksgiving pizza. It's not bad. I've had it. It's definitely not a fucking pizza. They call it a pizza. It's been a while since I've had it now. But it's not fresh on my mouth. I'm not tasting it currently. There's no pizza sauce. It's like fucking gravy, I think, if I remember correctly. But it's got like cranberries, I think, on there, some green beans, and some rather stuffing and whatnot. You know, it's all right. I think the Terhamkin there over at Subway is better than the Thanksgiving pizza. But you know, there I go smacking the mic stand again. Damn it, as I'm getting way too close to it. But yeah, I mean, I've eaten a lot of Subway in my lifetime. The kind of a Subway connoisseur. I have had recently rather new to town here in Washington, Missouri. That is, there's the Jersey Mike's. I have not had that prior to this week. That was a first, and it was all right. It was all right, you know. I felt like it was pretty much Jimmy John's. I did it kind of Mike's way, minus the onions. Like, Mike can hold on to his onions. You can keep your onions, Mike. I did Wendy's, too, fairly recently since it was in town. And I'm not big on fast food burgers. I just don't. Just not my thing. There was a point in time where I fucking did it all the time. I when Jack in the Box was new here, which was like fucking 20-something years ago. I think I was like 20 at the time, so it was like 24 years ago. I went to Jack in the Box like all the fucking time and was getting sourdough jacks. And I don't know, one day I just had one and it was like, this is actually kind of disgusting. I was eating them all the fucking time. And one day I was like, you know what? These burgers are actually kind of nasty. And then I quit, for the most part, eating fast food burgers altogether, except for maybe Hardee's. Hardee's has a decent burger. So if it's going like fast food, you usually go with like a chicken sandwich or something. You know, I steer clear of the burgers or, you know, Steak and Shake. I don't really, that's a steak, you know, those burgers are fine. Like I go with the Frisco Melt, that's good stuff. But then having Wendy's, I had the Baconator, and I was like, all right, that wasn't that great. I don't know. You know, if I'm eating a burger, you know, it's be it like a barbecue or something, or go to Red Robin. Now, that's, maybe I've just been spoiled with good burgers. Red Robin's amazing. I love Red Robin. Yum. Oh, Agent Fox Mulder's appeared. He's going to... Oh, he's hitting buttons on the soundboard. You contributing there, buddy? Yeah, and some sound effects? As I figured he was going to end up coming up here to say hi because, well, it is getting close to that time where I normally clean his litter box and then brush him and all that stuff. So he's expecting attention. Yeah? Is that all you got to say? And, you know... We were watching the Blues game beforehand, and he was passed out on me, as I was also passed out. As I think he's like, "What the fuck? Why'd you get up, man?" Maybe that's what he's upset about. He's like, "Why are you up here?" We were, you know, enjoying some Z's. You had to get up. But hey, at least the Blues won. It was. Looking like maybe it wouldn't. They wouldn't, you know. As them just playing. It's just like, it looks like, oh, maybe they won't. It was a little nervous. Well, I was a little nervous at the end. Because I guess they had a penalty for the last 3 minutes of the game. There was a penalty which I believe Justin Falk like broke his ankle on it on the play as well, but there was a penalty. I guess somebody drew some blood. I was kind of a little dozing in and out of it at the time it happened. But that's not good. Justin Falk getting hurt. He's been playing well. And you know, the defense has not been great, so that's not good news. But hey, Jake Neighbors is back. That's exciting. It's not really going to help the defense much, but he is, I believe, still the top scorer. So that's exciting. Now, I'm probably not going to spend a whole lot on Black Friday. I mean, I'm kind of keeping some eyes on some stuff. You know, try not to because I'm pretty broken these days, especially after spending so much money on going to the doctor or the emergency room, rather. And I've never been one to go out on Black Friday. I don't want any of that craziness. I don't know that I may have before. I would have had to have been pretty young. Like maybe before I was even an adult, maybe I went with my mom or something. But I know definitely as an adult, I'm like, no, fuck all that. I don't want to deal with that.
Of course,
my last job, we usually worked Black Friday, so that was kind of a problem. And anyway, I think I went later on and. When I think there was maybe a couple of times, and maybe I went later on, not when, you know, they have the starting where they just like have lines of people and then fucking let the gate down and just chaos ensues. but yeah, usually these days, you know, I try to take advantage of some sales that are going on for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So I usually have like one or two things that I'm kind of eyeing up. And this year, I am kind of hoping to maybe find a deal on a treadmill since, you know, close to a year ago. I tried to get a treadmill. I guess it wasn't quite a year ago. But I ordered one. And then it got canceled because it was when the tariffs first started going through. And I think the tariffs fucked it up. And now the treadmills are a bit more expensive. So I don't know if I'll be able to find a deal. I'm kind of looking for that. Maybe a deal. I know I got the desk that I'm sitting at here on a Black Friday deal on Amazon, as well as my record player stand from downstairs. I believe that was Black Friday deal. there's a movie, I think, too, isn't there? A Black Friday movie? I could be wrong. I know there's the Thanksgiving movie, and that one's pretty great. The Eli Roth, that, of course, started out as a fake trailer on the double feature there with Planet Terror and Death Proof, the Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez movie double feature there. Grindhouse double feature. And it's slightly getting easier for me to talk. But then again, not really. It feels like the shards of glass are like smaller, the cuts. Maybe they've healed up. I know I've been... I've been binge-watching The Boys, as, of course, the final season for that is coming up. And, of course, they also, they are going to do, I don't know how soon, I guess I could, you know, do some research before doing this, some show prep. But I was working today, so I didn't have a whole lot of time. Not that I ever do prep, but... the Soldier Boy prequel... which I hadn't watched all of The Boys in a long time. So it's been great going back and watching it all. I did miss one day of work this week, so I was able to binge watch quite a few episodes of The Boys. I had a doctor's appointment, so I just went ahead and skipped the whole day. And really, I wasn't feeling too well. But honestly... I was feeling a lot better that day than I have been the last couple days. I'm like, son of a bitch, I can't keep missing work. but at least, you know, back to being ill, I would like to point out that before I get back to The Boys, I am not allergic to the cold virus. That is a plus. I'm still not allergic to that. I've had it hundreds and hundreds of times throughout my lifetime. It seems that if somebody just mentions in passing they have a cold, I'm like, I already have it. Nope, that's it. I got it. I had a period of time, brief period of time, a couple of years, where I was doing, you know, 2 marathons a year and just doing a lot of running and eating pretty well. Eating pretty well. I was a machine. I really was careful with everything I ate. And it was 10 years ago now, but when I was doing that, I didn't get sick a whole lot. It was cut down. But now that I'm back to being a normal, regular Joe Schmo, I'm back to getting sick a lot more often, and it sucks. but not allergic to the cold. The point is, that is the point I was trying to make. And my head didn't swell up like grapefruit, so that's a plus. I still don't know, you know, what caused that. When I went to my normal doctor this week, he said that, yeah, I mean, there's at this point no way to know what exactly caused that. But if I have that situation happen again, it might be, you know, some other problem going on that, I might want to see a dermatologist. I mean, I think there was one other type of doctor he was suggesting seeing, but, I've only had 2 incidences in my life that I can think of where, I had real serious allergic reactions, the last one was pretty crazy where, my lip was so fat. It was bulbous. I mean, it was so crazy. And I could just feel it just like pumping more blood or whatever the fuck it was pumping in there to blow it up. Every few seconds, just like it would twitch. It was like, God damn it. But, hopefully that doesn't happen again. That was, you know, a virus of some sort. I lost my place and where I'm a little out of it. I was popping a lot of cough drops today at work, and I don't know that it helped at all. I was taking them one after another. Usually they help. Maybe I should have gone with the Vicks instead of the Ricola. I'm going with like the vapor ones. The cold hasn't fucked me up like whatever that virus was. Or like the spider bite. I'm pretty sure there was no bites on me for this last one. It was a sheer mystery as to what caused that. And I did go on my Thursday group run Thursday, and of course I had to tell everybody about my ER experience, which they found entertaining, and they thought it was funny the way I was telling the story. like the first night/morning I went, it was like 4 a.m. when I went to the ER the first day. I think I talked about this last week or whatever, the week after it happened. It was the week after Halloween, so you know, I guess it was 3 weeks ago, whatever. that first night I went in and I was having shooting pains in my head. They were like lightning bolts just zapping my brain. And it hurt like hell. It was every time it would happen. And then I, of course, had the really high fever. And then I went into the emergency room and, you know, told them everything that was going on. It was before I had the allergic reaction happen. Or a noticeable one, at least. No swelling or hives yet. And the doctor, of course, told me, there's nothing I can do for you. You just got to wait this out. This is a viral infection. You just got to suck it up, kid. basically. He called me kid. He did not call me kid. I think I was probably older than him. And then he proceeds to say, after telling me he can't do anything for me, like, oh, I feel bad for you coming in here. Is there anything I can do for you? I'm like, you just told me there's nothing I can do for you. What, do you want to wash my fucking car? What the fuck are we doing? I'm gonna... Regardless of anything, the fact that you don't do anything here, I'm still going to have to pay you, you know, a fuck ton of money for going to the ER. God damn it. Anyway, though, I was, you know, regaling that story to the run group there, and they thought it was kind of funny and stuff, like, oh, didn't think much of it. And then after the run, I proceeded to show them the picture of my of me looking like the Elephant Man. And then the immediately, oh, there was just like a, everybody was like, there was gasps, like audible gasps that you could hear. And I think they're all like, oh, shit, is he going to die any minute? Like, there was that kind of reaction, which I found entertaining. I guess, you know, maybe I shouldn't find that entertaining. To see people, like, legitimately worried about my mortality. But I found it funny. I mean, it didn't kill me. I'm still kicking-ish. And yet I'm fucking sick again, but it's just a cold. As it is that season. Son of a bitch. This is the time of year where I always have, like, a fucking... big bag of cough drops within reach. But back to the boys, I guess, as I went through all kinds of little wormholes, my digressions there. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen the boys. It's funny, the things you remember and the things you don't. The last night... one of the last things I watched was the, spoiler alert, in, season four, the last season that was aired, there was the, Human Centipede, which I'm sure this is what they had in mind. There was the, guy that, was the security for, Firecracker, and he could, multiply himself, and of course he was... formed basically a human centipede with himself, where they were all eating his ass out, which I'm guessing the original, the Alpha, or the, I think they were calling it Prime, whatever. I think that one had to be the front of the human centipede, right? He's not going to be eating his own ass, I wouldn't think. But that's just a beautiful picture. But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, cool shit about the boys. Whoever picked out the t-shirts for Huey, I mean, that shit's spot on. All the Billy Joel and Ramones, fantastic stuff. I want Huey's shirts. That's a weird thing to, like, really think about when you're watching the show, but normally I don't go in like, man, oh, dude, check out that shirt. But, like, Huey's shirt game, t-shirt game is... fucking on point. It's like I remembered a lot of stuff about A-Train, but I'd forgotten about Nighthawk, I think is his name, the guy that put his brother in the wheelchair. I remember his brother being in a wheelchair, but I couldn't remember how that happened. Then Nighthawk shows up. I'm like, oh yeah, this racist soup put him in the wheelchair. Man. And then I remember, of course, that Black Noir was, spoiler if you haven't seen The Boys, but that Homelander kills Noir. And I was pretty sure he killed him, but I'm like, I remember that their Black Noir dies and then they get another Black Noir. Which is, I love the original Black Noir that doesn't talk at all. Of course, you know, you find out later when Soldier Boy arrives that, of course, he was part of Soldier Boy's team. And he could talk then. But they fucked him up at that point. I guess Soldier Boy fucked him up to where he can't speak. And then, of course, when Black Noir, Homelander kills Black Noir, they get a new Black Noir, which they never show them getting, which I kind of find, I wonder if maybe they had put in a bit where they were recruiting a new Black Noir, you know? Like, maybe that's in there somewhere, you know, that they were had that idea, like, let's try to find a replacement for Noir. But they never do. They just, Black Noir's there again. And then he starts speaking, of course, which is funny because Black Noir does not speak. But I enjoy the Black Noir with, you know, the cartoon characters talking to him and all that shit. That's pretty fantastic. Where he's just batshit crazy and just a monster that'll just completely murder you. But, which, it is funny to have the other one, but I still, like when I get the other Noir, I'm like, oh man, I miss the old Noir. Where's my old Noir? Homelander, why'd you have to kill Noir? You bastard. Oh. And, I would imagine that I'm assuming that what's going to happen, season five here, the final season, I've never read the comic book. I know it's based on a comic book. So I imagine I could probably get a good idea if I just went and found that, or just a simple Google search. I don't know how closely the show follows the comic. But it would appear that the way it's, you know, going for Butcher, as it seems like, you know, he's going to die any minute from taking all the temp V. And he's got that worm thing in him. Would appear that I'm going to assume that Mr. Billy Butcher is going to take the compound V, the main line, you know, the real V, not the temp V shit, not the pussy shit. He's going full in, I would assume, even though he hates soups. But he's, you know, he's chased the dragon enough. He's got to get the real deal, you know? You can't just, that is the only way he'd live. So I'm, you know, or maybe is he just going to die? They might just do that. I don't know. Is Homelander's son just going to be turned into a full monster? These are questions that I need answers to. And it's been nice, of course, watching it as on the projector. Although a lot of times now I'm watching shows on three different things. I'm watching it on the projector downstairs. Then, you know, when I'm in the bathroom watching on my phone. And then, or if I'm making dinner or whatever, I just have it playing on the phone a lot of times. And then, or like breakfast in the morning, I'm like making that shit. I'm just like playing that shit on my phone so I can watch it like right in front of me. And then, like at nighttime, I'm upstairs and then watching it on my smaller 47-inch TV. That's such an asshole to say it like that. Got a projector. I'm a dick. Anyway. Oh. I was looking at the time to see how far I've gone. I was like, oh, not real far. About halfway through. And I'm still somewhat able to talk. But I would imagine my voice is a little difficult to deal with. I apologize. I should probably pull out. I don't want to get anybody pregnant, so I got to pull out. Pull out the Thanksgiving movie. I haven't seen that since it first was released to the streaming platforms. I think that would be another one that would look great on the big screen. And it's that time of year. There's not a whole lot of Thanksgiving movies or shows really to watch. There's basically like Charlie Brown a Thanksgiving special, which, you know, I could care less about that. You know, maybe if I had kids. anyway, it, I mean, it is, I think maybe there was there supposed to be a sequel to that? I feel like maybe there was. Thanksgiving sequel. Yeah, there did it already come out? Am I retarded? Oh, the first one came out in 2023. I thought it was older than that. That's I don't think this one's come out yet. I'm not seeing much on it. I don't see a release date. Pre-production, yeah. It's happening, but it hasn't happened yet. They're working on it. I guess there's a teaser trailer. It's coming out next year, I guess. So that'll be exciting. Eli Roth and his Thanksgiving 2. I wish it was more like the trailer, though. Honestly, I prefer the trailer better. there's really not much else as far as Thanksgiving things to watch. I don't believe. So, I mean, that's kind of like got to be my annual Thanksgiving thing now. So I guess maybe I'll pull that up Wednesday night or something like that. I'll have to check IMDb and see what it's streaming on. I think I might have bought that on like Amazon Prime or something, but maybe not. I don't remember how I watched that. It might have been on Netflix or something. As Thanksgiving, here we go. Well, let's. You can buy it on Prime. It is on Hulu, which I still haven't stopped paying for Hulu, which I need to do. So I suppose I could just pull it up on Hulu. So that'll be nice. Pull up the Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving Eve. Let's get all in the spirit for getting that turkey, pumpkin pie. I'm not real big into turkey. You know, if I'm going turkey, though, I'm going dark meat, slathered in gravy. I want it moist, yo. I want it moist. I want a nice, moist bird. But I do love the stuffing, pumpkin pie. And, you know, basically all the other food involved with Thanksgiving. Like, I'm all on board with. I might have to pause and hack. Pause and hack. Oh, well. That, a little bit better after that. my voice still sounds about the same. Surprised it took me this long to pause and hack. I did mainly blow my nose, though. That was a more productive part of it. As you know, sometimes I often wonder if, like, when you get that cold going on and your nose won't stop, like, running, like, almost feel like you need that thing from the dentist where it's, like, sucking out your saliva. Just get one of those and just like keep sucking out your snot, just like stick it in your nostrils, or like one nostril. Like, maybe you just have one, you know, to next to you, or maybe on like a tool belt. Just every time you need to suck a little, just stick it up your nose, like a reverse bidet for your nose. You know, it's not spraying water in, it's like sucking the stuff out. It's like reverse. Ugh. That would be so disgusting to be out in public. And you got this little fucking thing around your belt to like suck out your fucking snot. And if you're going to have it like portable and everything, I guess you'd have to have a nice little reservoir for it. Maybe it'd be like a reservoir like you have when you're out like hiking or running. And then you've got the bag with your the bladder on it for your water, like on your back. Maybe it's be that sort of kind of contraption. Maybe it could just be a backpack thing with a reservoir to fill up with your snot and phlegm. And just, oh man, can you imagine opening that bag? How disgusting that would be. Just this just horrid fucking biohazard. It's just like nasty phlegm. Yeah, I'm just picturing it. But I'm imagining how good it would be to feel to just constantly completely get out all of that snot. Because the worst part about dealing with all of that nonsense is the fact that it's, you know, just won't, it's the congestion. That's where all your problems lie, is that it keeps filling up and then you're just completely congested and that causes all the pressure. And makes you feel bad. So if you could constantly just get rid of that, it's almost like you're not sick. So that's snot sucker would be a game changer, I think. I don't know how safe that would be to stick one of those things up your nose. Or how effective. I feel like you're going to possibly injure yourself, your nasal cavities. There's gonna be some problems. I'm also picturing Arnold Schwarzenegger from Total Recall, where he pulls out the bug out of his nose. It looks like I would imagine Arnold shit face when he's taking a dropping a bit massive deuce. Just get to the toilet, yeah. Something like that is what I would imagine. That's some beautiful visuals. I figured I haven't gone too far on the vulgar as of lately. You know, we have the tagline, of course, often vulgar, and sometimes funny, you know, as I totally fucked up all that. Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny. That's our tagline. I never really say it, so I tend to forget it. As I'm thinking about, you know, talking about phlegm, it's just, it's more building up, and it's like, hello, you rang? I've had a lot of, oh man, the mucus has been bad this time around with the cold here, as I was blowing my nose earlier and I had a good amount come out. And no, I did not make an MTV symbol, the insignia, whatever, logo. That's what I'm looking for, logo. Close to it. I was close. Just didn't get the V on there. There was the M and the T, but no V. And then just a massive amount came out, and then I could just hear it. I could audibly hear my nose like filling back up with stuff, and I couldn't get more out. I was like, "What? You know, what the fuck? Where's my dental snot sucker? I need this, fuckers." But, yeah, it's hard for me to focus on anything else other than being sick, which is, again, just like this time of year, it never fails that I am sick either Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's always one or the other. And it appears, well, you know, I feel like maybe, I'm hoping I'll be better in like a couple of days, but you know, hopefully by Thanksgiving, I'll be good to go. And although at the rate I'm going, I might get sick again. I'll be like, I'll have a day or two where I'm good, and then all of a sudden I have an allergic reaction again. Who knows? Yeah, it's been, I'm looking forward to this year being over. I know that, I think I've, mentioned before, my friend Megan, of course, that I run with, informed me, which I had no idea, that there is two points in your life where you experience super aging. I think I may have talked about this before. There's two points in your life with super aging, and that comes at 44 and 60. This is quite, I'll pull up. There's many articles on this. I don't know when they figured this out, but yeah, of course I'm 44, and I feel like I've super aged this year. Son of a bitch. Hopefully, like, my body chills out. Let's see what med.stanford.edu says about it. It's Stanford medicine here. It's a massive biomolecular shifts occur in our 40s and 60s. Stanford medicine researchers find time machines on predictability, but time marches on predictability. Son of a bitch. But biological aging is anything but constant, according to a new Stanford medicine study. If it's ever felt like everything in your body is breaking down at once, that might not be your imagination. A new Stanford medicine study shows that many of our molecules and microorganisms dramatically rise or fall in number during our 40s and 60s. Researchers assessed many thousands of different molecules in people from age 25 to 75, as well as their microbiomes, the bacteria, viruses, and fungi that live inside us and our skin, then found that the abundance of most molecules and microbes do not shift in a gradual chronological fashion. Rather, we undergo two periods of rapid change during our lifespan, averaging around age 44 and age 60. A paper describing these findings was published in the journal Nature Aging August 14th. When was this fucking... This is last year that they wrote this article. So I'm guessing... Yeah, it was fairly new. It says, we're not just changing gradually over time. There are more really dramatic changes, said Michael Schneider, PhD, professor of genetics and the study's senior author. Turns out the mid-40s is a time of dramatic change, as is the early 60s. And that's true no matter what class of molecules you look at. Oh, and I'm going to fuck this name all up. Xiaotao Shen, PhD, a former Stanford Medicine postdoctoral scholar, was the first author of the study. Shen is now an assistant professor at Nanyang Technological University, Singapore. These big changes likely impact our health. The number of molecules related to cardiovascular disease showed significant changes at both time points, and those related to immune function change in people in their early 60s. Yeah, it keeps kind of going, but, yeah, basically, yeah, there's just two, there's lots of articles on this, but looks like it's just kind of like, lots of jargon and shit in here. A lot of the same shit over and over again. Basically, like 44 and 60, roughly, shit goes all to hell and back. 44 and 60. Son of a bitch. Hopefully, I didn't really see anything in the, just kind of speed reading through some of that shit that where it, would suggest that maybe, hey, maybe 45 is going to slow down. Go slow down. I'm just going to feel old as shit, which and I don't have to worry about feeling just definitely more old, I guess, until I may or do hit 60. Oh, one says 34. I don't remember 34 being a big one. Although that's when I really started getting into running. It was like 33, 34. God damn. There's way too rapidly aging at 44, you sons of bitches. There's a yeah, my friend Megan said, yeah, it was, you know, rough for her. So I was like, what do you, like, oh yeah, I guess it has been rough for me. The point I was trying to make though is I'm ready for this shit to be over this year. Get this age. Let's get to 45. Although I kind of like 44 because it's like 44 Magnum. And I guess I'm just like 45 caliber. It's not, it's Colt 40. Just call me Colt next year. Colt 45. Although I like the Magnum better. Billy D. Williams is what I think of with Colt 45, which I love me some Billy D. I think it was Billy D. Williams that was in the Colt 45 commercials. It was before my time. Before my time. Although maybe I was alive at that point. I feel like it was... Yeah, it might have been a couple of years before I was born, but or maybe I was a couple of years old. Either way. Too long ago for me to like remember when it happened. I just know I've seen old commercials of Colt 45. Billy D. The new year, I, you know, it's a little, we got over a month to go. So I haven't really made any, thought too much about the new year. So I don't really have any resolutions. Maybe it's just to keep breathing at this point. stop rapidly aging. That might be a thing. Let's stop that. That's my goal. Stop rapidly aging. Son of a bitch. Hopefully I snag a treadmill. I don't know if that's going to help. That could be what the Blues need, though. You know, just throw out this year and like they did, you know, the year they won the Cup. Come January, start turning things around. Maybe that's just what we need here. Just get this year over with. release everything, the files, the Epstein files and everything. Clear out the inventory. Release the phlegm. Get it all out. And then start anew come January. It is getting a little bit harder to talk now. Is maybe I should do another pause and hack, but I think we're gonna refrain. I think I got this. I can do this. I can muscle on. I am looking forward to going over to the Muffin Man's for Thanksgiving, though. I imagine I will bring a Supreme Leader Barry. That is my Gibson ES Supreme. I'll bring that over there and hook it up to my Marshall half stack, which I have not done. It has never been plugged into that amp, and I haven't gotten real loud with it. You know, I play with headphones most of the time. I hook it up to my Spark 2 amplifier most of the time. I have hooked it up to my Fender Champ a few times, again, all with headphones. Although I think I did have it in the Fender Champ before. Or no, well, I've had it in the Spark, definitely. Not in the Champ. The Champ's too fucking loud without headphones. That thing's way too fucking loud. I've had it in the Spark, too, without the headphones. And just haven't cranked it real loud. The Spark, 2 can get pretty loud. But you can play it. And it'll sound okay on lower volume levels, especially with the Supreme there. But I haven't really breathed life into it. I know I've done that, of course, with like all my other guitars. Really, I've played through that Marshall amp, but this latest one, I have not hooked that up to the Marshall. It's just, it's due. Uh, And it's, you know, it's been a while since of hanging out with my brother. It's, yeah, you know, I think the last time was probably whatever the Sasanta V2, like April. Oh no, that's not true. No, that whatever the Sasanta was, but no, I don't remember when that was, but you know, we did see each other, I guess, like in May, Mother's Day. But since then, I'm not real sure. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. And of course, I imagine I'll see Muffin Man that day, but he's probably going to be, I would imagine, at his family's stuff, but I'll probably see him at some point. And get to see the doggies over there, which are a bit crazy. as I'm sure Mr. Fox will be very jealous when I return and smell dogs on me. He's going to be very upset. He's going to be like, "You motherfucker. You better give me a fucking delectable for this, you son of a bitch. I will tear up your couch if you do not. You leave for a week this year." He's had a rough year this year. You know, I left him for a full week. I went to another country and left him here by himself. Although there was people checking on him every day. I wasn't completely alone. Just the majority of the day he was. That was where the roughness, I guess, came for him. It was just really the one week. Other than that, I think he's had a pretty good year. I do need to get him some kind of, get him some kind of thing for, I was going to say Christmas, but, you know, I guess I can get him a nice little treat for Thanksgiving as well. Get him some like a fresh salmon or something. They got those little, at the pet store, they have the fresh salmon treats, and they have like chicken stuff as well. I don't get that for him very often, so that would be a nice little thing to do, I would imagine, you know. Christmas time, you know, I don't know. Maybe I should. I've thought before about getting a tree to put up in here, now that I have really downstairs set up. You know, it would seem like more of a time to to do that sort of stuff. But the cat does, you know, create some issues with that. I'd really not want him to tear it up. If I put up a tree, I'm just imagining ornaments and all this shit, he's going to tear the fuck up. It just seems like that would definitely be a thing. So, yeah, I'm probably going to refrain from that. But, you know, I used to really get into Christmas. That used to be, I mean, Halloween's my deal. You know, I love Halloween the most. But there was a time when I really did enjoy Christmas. And that went away sometime in my early 20s. There was, yeah, there was definitely sometime in the early 20s. But I remember being like excited for Christmas and like wanting to get people gifts and shit. But yeah, that's not really a thing anymore. Part of it, I guess, just there's just, I don't know, bad stuff usually happens around the time of the year. I'm always tend to be sick. It's, I guess reality has dulled my enjoyment of it. But there was a time when I did really enjoy Christmas and, you know, watching the old Christmas movies. My mom, of course, is a huge fan of watching, like, all Christmas movies. Like, soon as, like, it's fucking October, I think she starts already, like, pulling out all the old classics. Now, I was never a fan of, like, all of them. But, you know, I do like a good Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know. the Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, there's a few of them I enjoy. Of course, Christmas Vacation. I mean, that one's the penultimate right there in my book as far as Christmas movies. Christmas Story. I mean, I'm just a Chevy Chase fan, I guess. And it would seem that he's kind of an asshole in real life, but his movies are pretty great. I don't know that I'd ever want to meet Chevy Chase. Seems like he might get him on a good day. You know, he's getting, and I think part of it is too the fact that he's just so old now and that he's just bitter about how the way things have turned out for him, as he was, you know, he was King Shit a Fuck Mountain for you know, a good decade or more. And next thing you know, it was like nobody wants to hire him, and he's kind of blacklisted because he's a bit of a dick. But, you know, I love the old Chevy Chase stuff. The Fletch, although I don't remember Fletch as well. I remember there was the, when he had the farm, I want to say Animal Farm, but that's not it. That's a George Orwell book. Funny Farm, wherever the fuck it was. That was where he gets a farm. There's the Nothing But Trouble, which was, I don't think, did very well. It had Demi Moore and Dan Aykroyd in it, and, of course, John Candy. I love that movie. It's got Digital Underground in that shit. But Caddyshack, I mean, classic Chevy Chase. Almost, now I'm thinking about it like, oh man, I might have to go on a Chevy Chase, do a run of Chevy Chase stuff. I mean, that's, if only I had the time, you know, if I win the Powerball tonight, man, am I going to go on a run of just watching shit. I did see there was, oh man, sometimes, man, when I watch a lot of YouTube, and sometimes the algorithm just finds some real gems, you know? It does surprise me sometimes, like, well, I don't know why this showed up in my feed, but it's pretty great. I tried to send it to a few people, and nobody cared, but, that felt great for me. There was this Tiger Moves. There's this YouTube channel called Found Footage. And, of course, it's just like crazy. It's very Tim and Eric type shit. Where, you know, it's not meant to be funny. People put out this stuff. There was the initial video it showed me was not great, to be honest. It was not a gem. Like, oh, I'm so glad this showed up in my feed. But the second video I clicked on, the first one was cat massage, which really was, that one seemed, okay, I know why that one showed up in my feed. It knows I search cat things. It caught me. Oh, sorry, buddy. I didn't realize you were down there. Oh, I'm hitting Mr. Fox. I didn't realize. He was laying by my feet. I'm like moving around. I barely hit him. I mean, it wasn't. It was like I nudged him. But he let me know. Anyway. Yeah, the cat massage, it was kind of funny, but in like a creepy way. This woman was talking about cat massage. It was kind of creepy. But the next video was like a workout regiment that, man... I'm looking at my soundboard. I'm like, I don't have it set to hook up to my phone. This is, yeah, I don't have it set up. Damn it. Well, I can't play it on the computer either. I was going to pull up the video, but I'll just give a synopsis here. There's this fella, and, well, I'll pull up the video and get the notes on it. Let's see here. It's probably pretty far back in my history. I watch way too many fucking YouTube videos. Oh, there's the Tiger Moves. Tiger Moves. I can at least give you a play-by-play of what it looks like. It is, they put this out in 2020 on their YouTube channel. Found, let's see here. This is their synopsis on their YouTube. This is, God damn it. Tiger Moves with John McSweeney. They say, we've been staying in shape in quarantine exclusively by imitating a tiger. Let Brooklyn-born ex-Marine John McSweeney teach you some tiger moves, all without the aid of a shirt. This guy, of course, shirtless. Wow. I mean, he does look like he's got some biceps. I'm going to guess this guy's probably in his 50s. Like later 50s. I don't think he's hit the second super aging yet. But, you know, he's seen a lot in his days, and he's, again, shirtless. You don't see any definition in his abdomen. He's not overweight. I'll give him that. Well, he might be a little overweight. Now I'm seeing this. It looks like he's like he's moving. He's trying to move like a tiger, and I mean, he's basically talking to you slow, you know, movements and all this stuff, and he's basically just acting like a tiger. And you know, I don't know that his movements are quite like a tiger. It more looks like he's swimming in a pool with no water. showing a normal it looks like this video is from the 1980s, I think. So I'm going to venture to guess John McSweeney's passed on at this point, because he looks, again, like 50, so this is probably 40 years ago. So I'm going to venture to guess he's probably, if he's alive today, although he's doing his tiger moves. Yeah, I mean, he's got to be pushing 60 here. Although maybe, you know, he's super aged at 44. This is, again, 1980s. People looked a lot older back then. And, yeah, he doesn't look like a Charles Atlas. There's not this Arnold physique. But these movements he's doing are fantastic. He's just in some, like, really shorty shorts, some black shorty shorts, like you'd see a wrestler from the 1980s in. And he's just like reaching for the sky, putting his claws out, doing the tiger moves. It's just, but maybe there's something to it. I mean, he's an ex-Marine. Oh, he's doing stomach rolls. Fuck. I guess it was a couple of days ago. I don't remember so much. It was this morning, I think. Or last night. What did it do? Oh, I used to do stomach rolls. Oh, well, he's wearing a shirt. I forgot he put on a suit for this part. Holy shit. John McSweeney, man. What a legend. You and your tiger moves, John McSweeney. Just slow, and I would definitely suggest look at Sergeant Tiger Moves on the old YouTube. That is Found Footage Fest. That is the YouTube channel. Found Footage Fest. And Tiger Moves. That's it looks like the most intensive workout you'll ever see. It's it is something special. But that's really all I've got. Hopefully everyone has a great Thanksgiving, and as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.